10-pitch at bat homer, 10-pitch at bat walk? Is that the sort of groove that you have to get into moving toward the season?
Well, I don't want to become too timid in the box. You know, I want to be aggressive. But it's definitely been a point brought up by you guys and Alex that I need to, especially the first pitch percentage thing. I've heard a lot about that from everybody. So, you know, I'm trying to just have quality at bats.
Do you feel like when you're in that situation with the 2 10-pitch plate appearances, you're seeing the ball really well? You're on those 3-2 pitches that you're staying alive with?
Sometimes, you know, sometimes you're lucky that they go foul. You know, but it's good. It's good for the team. It's good for me. Just to show the staff that I'm, you know, trying to have long at bats.
Has that been hard?
Yeah, I mean, we come from the Cito Gaston era. Or you're like, what are you doing if you have 10-pitch at bats? And then to this, where it's a good thing, to this staff.
Do they want you like to take first pitches and that sort of thing?
No, the word that they've used with me is controlled aggression.
What the hell that?
Has
what
Murph's,
does that mean to you?
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, okay.
Has Murph's message changed in those 2 years?
No. Well, he just says, you know, make sure I keep my aggressiveness and. Because in this game and at this level, sometimes that's the best pitch and you can't take it, especially when you get into the back end of bullpens.
How'd you feel on the triple?
Good. I wasn't too out of shape or out of breath.
Is your swing where you want it to be? Mechanically where you want it?
Yeah, well, I think the tale of today was I took the back leg slider. That was in my last at-bat, that was a big pitch for me because I've swung at that a lot in the past. And taking that and not having seen his slider at all and taking that was good.